Okay, well, the first thing I'd like to hear about is how your family came to El Paso.
Harry L. Sr. had a meat case refrigeration manufacturing company in St. Louis, Missouri, and the family was all from St. Louis, Missouri on the side. And it was a national company, national advertising, and they sold meat cases for grocery stores. And Harry L. Sr. had seven children, and he had been a butcher supply salesman, selling knives and cutting boards before he became a manufacturer and started his own business. And they had seven children, and my grandmother, Carolyn Hussman, got tuberculosis, and the doctors told them they needed to come out to a high, dry climate, so they were headed for Tucson, Arizona, and they stopped off in El Paso, Texas, to visit some business friends they had here. And the banker told them they had a nice house for a large family in 1926 on the corner of Cambridge and Pershing. They liked the house, and they never got to Tucson, Arizona, and they bought the house in 26 and probably sold it about 1947 when my grandfather passed away. Mm-hmm. My grandmother passed away in December of 1993, and I was born in August of 1933, when she died. That's the year I was born.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandfather, Harry L. Hussman Sr., his oldest son was Harry L. Hussman Jr. Harry L. Hussman Jr. is my father. And in our family, we had two boys, Harry L. Hussman III, my older brother, born in 25, and Tom Godfrey Hussman, me, born in 33, and those are the two members of that family. I have a son who was born in 61, Harry L. Hussman IV. He lives here in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
So that, but they got here because of the tuberculosis, and they had on Pershing a nice home. And if you visit today, there's a tennis court on the corner and a beautiful little oval-shaped swimming pool made out of coin-size marble with men and women's separated dressing rooms, and they had a housekeeper there in Pershing, and they had a cook and the whole staff, and
mm-hmm.
my grandfather bought the Orndorff Hotel, which was about 1 year old, named it the Hussman Hotel, now it's the Cortez Hotel on the plaza downtown
mm-hmm.
El Paso. And he operated it, and he had a lot of real estate in Santa Clara, California, had a lot of bonds,
huh.
Pretty good wealth.